Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How are y'all doing? Welcome back to
Uncut, Unfiltered, and Unbothered.
Welcome back, you guys. It's been a whole week since we've seen y'all.
Yes,
longest,
it has.
Longest week of our life. We had baseball going on.
Yep.
I was busy being a baseball tia.
Always supporting Ethan.
We're clapping. We're clapping.
Hey, so we have to do it every time. We're dancing in here, all right? In the car. We're dancing.
And then, what's it called?
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, this weekend I got freaking sunburn, windburn, whatever, because I was there until like 4 in the afternoon. Probably will never do that again.
Dude, we lost our train of thought. Gotcha. After doing
eight. I know.
Did you see us? We like all speed.
I know. But anyways, we're gonna talk about a bunch of good,
interesting things deep, today.
Would you consider like controversial?
Yeah. So get ready, you guys, because we going in. We going in.
Deep.
We going in.
Sola.
Beaver. In the woods of Victoria.
Can you even see?
Yeah, I can. So, starting off our topics that we're going to start talking about, I was actually watching one of my all-time favorite movies, which is Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big... Steven Spielberg directed that one,
I believe,
right?
So.
If we're wrong, please don't correct us.
Let me search it, just to be right, but keep on going.
But it just had me thinking, because, like, you know how they're, like, the aliens come or whatever, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen
all
it.
Late.
Are you living under a rock? The aliens come to invade the Earth or whatever, and they're like, it's not like we can go to Area 51. And then the president's like, Area 51 isn't real. And then the guy's like, actually. So what I really, really want to know is, why does everybody want to believe that Area 51 does not exist?
Right. Or another thing, why is Area 51 such a secret, hush-hush type of place military?
If it's been exposed already, like, why is it such like a...
Like, how come people still don't believe it?
Sorry, guys. okay. Do you believe or do you not believe is the question. Please.
I believe.
Please.
Like, do you
let
believe?
Me know why. Let me know why you believe.
Mm-hmm. Don't just say, yes, I believe. Like, give us some reasons as to why. I've heard multiple stories, like, all over Facebooks and mm-hmm. podcasts and everything, and it's just like sometimes I feel like people overdo it. But I remember this video that I saw on Facebook of these two guys on bikes, and they were on the Area 51 property, and these two, it was one truck or two trucks, they just came like racing down the dirt road like super fast. Like, I think those guys had barely got onto the property. And they told them, like, you know, you need to get out of here now. But they didn't just say it, like, all nice. They were like, you need to get the hell off of this property right now before we shoot you. Like,
and it's like,
that was the first thing they said.
And it's like, don't you think that makes people think, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've always read, like, you know, blog posts. And, like, I've heard, like, conspiracy theories, like, that they have aliens.
Right.
They have, like, these... I've even seen one where they have, like, this concentrated black hole.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that, see, like, that I
they let
that
things
too.
In. Kind of like in Stranger Things.
How are we still alive?
Yeah, like, that lets things in so that way they can experiment on them.
Oh, my
and
God.
And one day, you guys, the human race does not understand that not everything is meant to be fucked with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, in all honesty, like, I don't understand how we're, like, let's venture out into deep space and see what the fuck we find.
What I don't understand either is how are we still visibly the only ones on this planet? Like, we're smaller than an ant compared to space. And, you know, it's just like, how has no one... You can't say that there's not aliens, you know, or
yeah.
other types of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, like other types of life in the universe.
Yeah. Like, it's scary if you think about it. We're just really freaking We're like atoms.
We're like minuscule. I can't say the word. Like microscopic.
Yes.
We're microscopic compared to them. Like.
Mm-hmm. And that's scary. Yeah. But I wonder, like, has anyone ever seen a UFO? Have they seen aliens? Been abducted?
Like, sometimes I feel like, you know, like, it's like a Men in Black situation. Because it's like, I remember when we first started talking about doing the podcast, mm-hmm. we were like, people make movies based on someone's imagination. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to me, it's like, sorry, guys, my Siri went on. Nah. It's like, somebody had to have seen something in order to make stuff. Like, it's like when we first started talking about this stuff, like I said, where did dragons come from? Siri!
Same, Siri. Same.
Rude. Sorry. I better not have to pay Apple for her popping up on this podcast.
Right? Oh, man.
Like, another thing, too, is, like, I feel like, where is it coming from? Like, who created it? Like, somebody somewhere had to have had an encounter with an alien or a UFO because...
Rude.
Got, like, those sound effects we have in the background with you guys? Like, somebody somewhere had to have seen something in order for them to, like, talk about it. Aliens were a big thing in the 70s and the 60s, 50s through, like, the 90s. Still today, shit. Like, you know.
50s to the 90s.
I was like, what generation?
You were, no, you were going off, like, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and the 50s through the 90s.
Pretty much. Like, you know, like, it's just something that we need to think about because I honestly feel like we're not alone. Mm-hmm. We're not, like, and it's scary because, like, what if it's, like, Men in Black? Like, what if they're living in plain sight? Yeah. What if there's an organization set up within the government? We're gonna fucking disappear. What if there's, like, an organization set up and it's people who are helping aliens blend in? What if they're an experiment? What if these aliens are an experiment to see if they can blend in with society?
Right? Almost like Captain Marvel, those people who just, they're aliens, but they can turn, like, they can make themselves look exactly like a human or an
Isn't
animal.
Isn't that another movie, too? I Am Number 4? That one, too?
I don't remember. I know I've seen it, but I don't remember that movie.
I don't either. I haven't seen it. I haven't, so I wouldn't know, like, yeah.
Like, what is it called when they can morph?
Yeah, when they can morph into humans and stuff like that.
That's exactly what happened.
Like, it's just one of those things where you just kind of think, like, is this for real right now? Like, I don't know, man. Like,
it's blood.
Oh my God. Shit, piss on shit.
Yeah. You scared me. I thought someone was here.
No, like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, what if you're going through Nevada, right? That's where Area 51 is at?
And it's...
Arizona. No, yeah.
No,
it's not.
Wrong.
Area 51, Nevada is... I want to say where it's at, because I don't think it's in Roswell, New Mexico.
That's just... What is
That's
that
Roswell,
called?
New Mexico. Marfa? Is it Marfa where they see the lights, too?
Look. Okay, I searched Area 51, and yes, it's in Nevada, but it says permanently closed.
What? Mm-hmm. Sketch alert.
And I searched it, and it says, the United States Air Force facility, commonly known as Area 51, is a highly classified remote detachment of Edwards Air Force Base within the Nevada test and training range.
Oh, You know what, too? I also read this other one, that Area 51 also houses mutants.
What? Okay, I could believe
because
that too.
You've seen The Hills Have Eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just got the fucking chills. Because how they used to do the testing.
But wait, The Hills Have Eyes was based on true events.
Mm-hmm.
The first original one.
So it's like, in the first Hills Have Eyes, they're doing the nuclear testings mm-hmm. in Nevada. So it's like those people, what if those people that were, you know, being all fucking crazy, what if they have them there? You know what I mean?
That makes perfect sense, Cass. Like, it's a possibility.
Because it's like, what is so secret?
Right? Like, why? Like I what said in that video, there? They didn't let them stand on the property for, like, at least a minute. You know,
what
they forced
is
them to
there
leave.
That you don't want
us to know.
Us to see. Mm-hmm. We're in Texas. Yes, Texas is a big son of a bitch. But Nevada is a couple states over. Mm-hmm. You know, people who are in California, you can fuck it. What if you, like, fuck around in Las Vegas and you end up in Area 51? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
imagine that.
Like, people get fucked up in Vegas. Like, can you just imagine, like, you know, like, nonchalant, just being like, hey, and then fucking wake
up. What's up, Area 51?
Getting fucking probed in the ass by a fucking alien.
In the ass?
By an alien doctor. Like,
that's so ugly. But, yeah, like.
Why? Oh, like, you know what just kind of, like, popped in my head? What if we're in Area 51?
Oh, no, Cass.
And the
no!
aliens are doing tests on the world.
That is a sketchy thought.
Fuck.
Fuck! But, no, okay, I do kind of feel like not... There's so many things that I feel like the... Not so much the government... Maybe, like, the people above the government are doing tests on us.
Yeah.
Like, with all sorts of things. Not, like, the food and what else? The way we spend our money. Like, okay, Easter, Valentine's Day. Like, those are seriously unnecessary holidays to spend money on.
Like, an exaggerated amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to work at HEB, there was this one man who was coming in from Houston. And his whole family was already at the cabin. I think they were, like, signing some stuff. Or they were gonna meet him at the cabin in Concan. Mm-hmm. So this man is by himself, right? And he's grocery shopping, buying last-minute things that him and his family would need, right? Spent $1,200 on meat, groceries, shampoo, conditioner. Because they didn't bring anything.
What?
Towels.
That is so stupid.
You know, just... Like, and he's like, yeah, I just spent, like, $400 on cascarones. And
oh my gosh.
I was kind of like, what the fuck?
You're like, bitch, you can make those on your own.
For real. I'm sorry, you guys. My sister texted me. She's watching Game of Thrones. So I was like, I read Tommen and I was like, what? I was like, damn, girl, you already on season 5.
Triggered.
For real. But it's like, that's a lot of money. And, okay, like, I'm sorry. I sound so fucked up for saying this. But it's like, I love God, you know, like, I appreciate, you know, what in the biblical sense, what he did for us. But where does it state that we have to spend that much money?
Or spend money at all.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we get together, we spend time with family, but it's like, I can't imagine dropping $1,000 on groceries and stuff like that. On top of driving 5 hours from Houston, mm-hmm. on top of... probably spending $3,000 on a cabin for a weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know,
so stupid.
Like, and then that too, like, that's when people make money off of it. Yep. Like, they
and then there's all those Facebook ads of the cabins ready to be rented out and all nice looking. Of course you're gonna be like, oh, you know, I want to get out of here, I want to stay in a nice place.
It's just because I'm not a camper. I am not a camper. I am not about to go sweat my nachos off in a fucking...
Nachos.
What? I'm hungry. Ooh, nachos sound good. I need to make nachos. Sweat my nalgas off in a fucking sweaty ass tent getting bitten by mosquitoes with God knows what kind of fucking bugs are crawling up in a tent that I haven't used in a year.
Oh my God.
Like, my family's like, let's go cabbing, and I'm...
Cabin.
Let's go. Bitch, I go to a cabin. Let's go camping. I'm like, fuck yeah, playa. I'll fucking see y'all the day of Easter. Try me. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and I think too, with like the spending money stuff, like, if it were up to me, I wouldn't get the boys Easter baskets. But then you have like the family members and friends and all with their baskets, and then your kids, they're like, well, where's my basket?
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then it's like, yeah, you can buy stuff and make your child their own Easter basket, or you can pay $12.99 and get them a pre-manufactured basket that's not going to have any sentimental value.
Right.
Which I feel like if you make them the basket, it's going to come out twice as more expensive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't understand.
But that, too, like, okay, whenever you mention, like, oh, God, I love you, right? Why is it that Easter isn't even his birthday, right?
No, I mean...
It's either Easter or Christmas.
No, Christmas is supposedly the day of his birth, but that's a whole different conversation we're going to have to get into.
Yeah, next topic.
Supposedly...
Let me put that.
Supposedly, Christmas isn't even his birthday.
Oh, okay, so then that's what I meant. Christmas isn't...
But, That's actually a pretty good fact, guys. But in theory, aliens are among us. Dun dun.
Where's the theme music when you need it?
So, did you actually see that a couple of the people who survived some of the Parkland shootings have committed suicide?
Yes, I did.
And I just want to kind of talk about, like, you know, where it comes to, like, school shootings and stuff. And it's, like, right now, the nation's primary source is immigration. Mm-hmm. Immigration, immigration, immigration. Right. But it's, like, in all honesty, like, fuck immigration. Like, our kids aren't safe in their schools. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's so sad that these kids have to worry about if somebody's going to come onto their campus and do anything to them.
And the fact that, like, little 4 and 5 year olds already know, like, about lockdowns and, you know, if someone comes in and starts freaking shooting up the place.
Like, what do they do? Like, where do they run? Where's the safe zone? It's scary that as an educator, you put your life on the line as much as a police officer does. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm an educator too, you know? So it's like, the other day we had the lockdown because of the, you know, ICE releasing the detainees, you know?
Right.
And we weren't allowed to go outside. My boss was at the door making sure the door was locked. And it's kind of like, if push came to shove, like, what would we do?
Exactly. Like, you don't have a weapon.
I don't have the proper training. I don't have, mm-hmm. Yeah, I can shoot a gun. Does that mean I can shoot someone?
Right.
You know, like, yeah, if, you know what? Yeah, like, if push came to shove and it was me before my little babies, because, you know, like, I would definitely shoot somebody for them.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm responsible for them 8 hours out of the day. Like, mm-hmm. You know? So it's like, I mean, in all honesty, like, please don't fall. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. Like, in all honesty, like, I just feel like it's sad. And then it's like, here we are, like, so worried about standardized testing, and it's like, what's the protocol? Mm-hmm. What's the protocol, guys? If a shooter comes in that moment, do your doors automatically knock? Do lock. Like, do y'all have, like, there's a shooter on campus in the office. Is there a button that one person can press, or every classroom should have this button?
Right.
Where it automatically locks all the doors, where windows drop to, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, UCISD, like, I know that's our district, but it's like, y'all are so worried about these fucking test scores, about the Honey Bowl looking so nice. What the hell's gonna happen if something like this really happens? Mm-hmm. Like, what are your safety precautions? Like, I feel like there's so many school shootings, so many mass shootings, so many shootings in general. Like, I'm all for guns. No, I'm not going around saying, like, oh, yeah, yeet. Like, you know, I need to have a gun. Because I don't own a gun. Or do I?
You have 2 guns on your arms.
You want to go out? You know, like, all I'm saying is, like, I feel like you should have more restrictions on buying a gun. Mm. Anybody can walk into fucking Academy and just be like, what's up? I'm going to buy a fucking rifle.
And Walmart.
And yeah, exactly.
Do you know how many Walmarts are in Texas alone?
Alone. And it's like, I get it. Like, more accidents happen when people own guns or don't own guns. And I'm not bashing on anybody who owns a gun. If you have your CHL, like, hey, that's more power to you, you know? But who's to say that one day you're not going to come across somebody who's being fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I have a gun.
And most of the time, it's parents who leave their guns and their kids get a hold of them. Like, how? How do you just leave your guns there?
Or you say, oh, they're in the gun safe, but my kids know the combination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in case of an emergency.
That's
like,
basically the same thing. Your kid's going to grab it no matter what.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, it's happened too many times not to address that it's not a problem.
Exactly.
Like, I just feel like, you know, I'm not even a mom. Like, you know, so I can't imagine how you feel dropping off Ethan every day at school.
For real. Like you're there thinking, like, okay, I'm here sitting in the car waiting for Ethan to get out. What am I going to do if something crazy happens?
And then another thing, too, like, if a school shooting happens, the whole campus is locked down. No parents are allowed to go on campus. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what do you do then?
Like, imagine your thoughts. Like, is my child okay?
Like,
are they alive?
Like, did you see that thing where this girl, there was like a bomb or a shooter gonna happen? Like, somebody walked into her campus. Mm. She was in elementary student, and somebody walked into her campus with either a bomb or a gun, and with a Sharpie she wrote on herself, "Mom and Dad, I love you."
Yes, I was gonna mention that.
Like, do you know how scary that is for what was she, a third, fourth, or fifth grader?
I want to say third.
She was young, small, yeah. And it's like for her mom to be like, "Why'd you put this?" And her to be like, "I didn't know if I was ever going to see you or dad again." And it's like, no child should ever have to do that. Like, mm-mm. I remember when we were young, yeah, we had the bomb threats, but that was just our peers being stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I don't ever remember school shootings being a thing until Columbine.
Yeah. But that happened
in 1990 something, 96 maybe, I want to say. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like that's not something that you have to wake up and being like, is a psychopath going to grab a gun and go to my child's school? Or when you hear, oh, active shooter, you automatically think, is it at Dalton? Is it at Anthony? Is it at Rob? Is it at, where is it at? And, you know, for the school at that to not even send out a fucking notice until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hell no.
That's happened before.
You have the app. You have the UCISD app. You have everybody's fucking phone numbers. Just like how y'all can call so fast to be like, your child was not in school today. Fucking call and be like, there's an active shooter. Parents are not allowed on campus at this time. You're not allowed to take out your child at this time. Please wait until further action.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand.
Like, I feel like not only this school district, but... what would you say, like, the people who are in charge of education,
the people of Texas who sit in Austin at Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm.
who set these legislations out every single fucking year, these lawyers and congressmen who sit there and like, you know what, we're gonna do this for
let's just add a test,
like, you know,
like,
what I
why
mean?
Do they not say, okay, let's start funding what did you say, like the doors, like, that automatically lock,
like, a safety precaution, or like, I think there was this one video on Facebook that it was like a reading nook in the classroom,
uh-huh.
and it was big enough to hold 18 to 22 high school students. So can you imagine how many littles fit in there? And it as soon as, like, you know, the alarm sounds, everybody goes in there and it's bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, like, it's bulletproof and it had an emergency escape route?
Oh, wow.
Like, can you imagine? Like,
that's crazy. I also saw something too on Facebook where it was like they just put something on the door and it made it
impossible for them to get in.
It was pretty cool.
But at the same time too, it's like, if something like that, of course, were to happen, like, let's say we're neighboring teachers and it's happening in my class, you hear the gunshots, there should have a button for like a fire, a shooter, or tornado, and you just automatically hit it. It sends off the code to every classroom,
mm-hmm.
and then the emergency protocol to take place.
Exactly.
But you're so worried if Texas is going to meet the fucking tests. Oh, like, I'm just, like, and you know, people who might be listening to this and you're like, you're just salty because you didn't pass your tax test. No, I don't give a shit about the tax test, because look at me now. I'm fucking educated. I'm still taking college classes. I have a career. I don't have a job. I have a career. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, fuck the tax test. Fuck standardized testing. I feel like the children's safety should be more of a fucking priority than anything.
Yeah.
You know?
That's very true.
Like,
I feel like they haven't done anything about it.
And it's happened so many. Can you please Google how many school shootings have happened since Columbine?
Let's do that.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, real quick.
Oh, fuck.
My phone's dead. Sorry.
I don't know if I can. Let me see. Oh, yes, I can. Let's see. How do you spell Columbine?
I think it's C-O-L-U-M-B-I-N-E. Columbine? I'm not sure. That was like the absolute first one, right?
Yes. So it says 19 to 36 children have been killed since Columbine. That doesn't sound like a lot. Oh, wait, hold on. It's going up.
Mm.
It says, starting with Columbine, there have been 85 school shootings. Those shootings have killed 223 people, including students, teachers, and staff. That adds up to 11,100 years of life cut short by gun violence.
Wow.
Just because of how accessible guns are.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Try to get this back up. Okay. So, I don't know, people. I mean, I just feel like there's something that we need to do. You know, and it sucks because it's like you can't even go to the board meeting. And if that's not the topic that they're talking about, you can't sit in.
Right.
Like, I don't.
I feel like we just all need to get together and basically shove it down their throats. Because if you don't, they're not going to do anything about it.
I mean, like, yeah, I get it. Football games, basketball games, athletic programs, they create money. The athletic boosters, the band boosters. The band boosters create money and revenue. Sorry, you can laugh. It's okay. They create money, like, you know, for the school.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Where does the money go?
Yeah, like, each football game, tickets are $4 to $8. They're selling slices of pizza for $4.
Oh, yes.
Like, yeah. You're making a lot of money. And I get it. Football pads, jerseys, the bus, the gas... It costs a lot of money, but would you prefer your child looks nice in a uniform, or would you prefer them being safe at school in case something like that were to happen?
Right.
We live in rural Texas. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
So imagine being a parent at work, and they're not able to leave, or not even able to answer their phone. So they have no idea what's going on until after work.
Or until the news, or until somebody calls your work.
Yeah.
And it's like, there was a school shooting at so-and-so elementary, or there was a school shooting at middle school, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's something that we need to be woke about.
Yeah. Seriously. Now that it's a more common thing that's going around. And also, like, a lot of the kids who have done the shootings, they just seem so out of it, like, so crazy.
Like, they get caught, and they're just kind of, like, with these big old eyes. Yeah. Like, did I just do that? Or, like, you know, the one that did the Parkland school shooting, the one in Florida, when they caught him, he was not live streaming. He was recording himself, and, you know, he was talking about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just something that if you as a parent cannot... to go out of turn on cannot realize the signs that your child needs help, you're not paying enough attention to your child.
Right.
Like, I know I don't have kids, I know I get that more quite than often, but it's like, pay attention to your kids. Like,
they're love them.
They're gonna teach you more about things than, okay, yeah, you might have been 25, 30 when you had your first child, but they're gonna teach you more about life than you've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're gonna teach you to care about things that you never thought you would have to care about before. So it's like, you're gonna want your child to throw away their whole life because you weren't paying attention?
Yeah. Right?
Essentially. So it's like, I don't know, I don't get it.
Like, what do we need to do, or what can we do?
Please let us know. Please drop what you think. Like, you know, if you are more of our Spotify listeners, please let us know what you're thinking. Please, you know, go follow our Facebook page, which is Triple U Podcast.
Yeah.
We'll link it down below. We're going to share this podcast. It'll probably go live tonight. We're going to share this podcast along with the page and both of our personal Facebooks.
Uh-huh.
Just so that way, if you don't feel comfortable messaging our Facebooks, you can message the Facebook page.
Right.
And, you know, like, yes, we're still going to know who you were, but we're not going to, you know, do you dirty and be like, oh, it was exactly. You know, but please let us know what you think, guys. Like, it's very important because, like, we just want to make sure that, you know, we're connecting with you guys. We're talking to you guys about these important issues, because I know some of y'all is like, I don't give a shit. But it's like, you give a shit.
Yeah.
Don't lie. But do you have anything else you want to add about that?
No, I think that's about it.
That was a pretty good.
Yet?
For real. 20 seconds later. But wait, there's more.
Lock your guns. Don't give your kids the freaking code.
Mm-hmm.
And just love them.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. Hear them out. Don't judge them.
Don't be so stressed out too if your child's trying to talk to you about something. You're like, you know what? I'm busy. Mommy's busy. But you know what? I know it happens. I know what happens because I've seen my sister do it. I've seen my mom do it. You know, where it's just kind of like, I'm busy. I'm making dinner. I'm attending to your sibling. I'm doing homework with your other, with you, or like what?
Yeah.
But it's like, listen to them.
Like, if you can have that moment, be like, I will talk to you later. Just hold on.
Please remind me that we need to talk.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because you're going to say, I'll talk to you later. And then you just. And
then you forget.
Never get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
So. CCC. I hate when my phone does that. So, if you guys haven't heard, that rapper / public figure Nipsey Hussle was murdered yesterday in front of his clothing store. He was shot 6 times in the, and one of them, or if not multiple times, were in the head. This was minutes after he took a picture with a child.
Oh, I saw that picture.
And then they were saying supposedly that the child was connected to it.
What?
I don't know. That's what I heard from somebody at work today. What's it called? It was this kind of like a controversy going on because Nipsey Hussle, he is from Houston, or he lived in Houston. I don't know if he's from Houston. He lives in Houston. He was with Miss Lauren London. And he was doing big things for Houston. You know, he was cleaning up the area. He had a clothing store. He was buying properties and fixing them up for other people in Houston. You know, and also what Nipsey Hussle was doing was he was making a documentary about the cure for AIDS and cancer, I believe.
Okay, I only heard AIDS, but...
I don't know if the cancer part is true, but it was, you know, for sure AIDS. And in the documentary, he's talking about Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC and this doctor...
Oh my God, when you said that... Oh my God, yeah, I heard that. Well, I didn't know that was her name.
Yeah. Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And this doctor from Peru, who this doctor had supposedly found the cure for AIDS and if not also cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly Lisa Left Eye was in Peru and she went to go see this doctor. And I don't know if she passed away in Peru. Or a couple weeks after that, that's when she had her accident because it was a driving accident. And then what I had also heard was that sometime after, the doctor also mysteriously disappeared, which he was murdered. And Nipsey Hussle was making this documentary about him. So, that's kind of like...
Oh, let's not forget that T.I. mentioned he's going to...
Yeah, he's gonna finish it. So then I had also read somewhere that a couple weeks before he was supposed to sign off on the finishing production of this docuseries, this kind of like this docuseries, he was shot. So some people were saying it was an inside job, it was a government conspiracy. You know,
someone said that the way he was shot was like military
style. I really wonder if Serge would be willing to talk about it.
You'll find out when you'll get home. Or when you get home.
And I can just, like, squeeze him in there. So, and then another thing, too, that we wanted to kind of talk about, you know, maybe we can also work in, like, the weekly buzz, like, that's going on. We can talk about the beginning and we can also talk about it at the end. But another weekly buzz topic was the girl who, I don't know if y'all read, the girl who was shot by the person she thought was her Uber driver.
Oh, she was shot?
I think, or she was murdered.
Well, all I know is she was murdered.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was just
assuming. I don't know how, but...
She was murdered. She got into this vehicle thinking it was her Uber driver, and this person killed her. He murdered her. He was charged with first-degree murder, and they're saying that he premeditated the murder because he was out there in a known spot where Ubers park, and so he was either just trying to rape somebody... Oh, and maybe she was fought too hard. Maybe she emasculated him and he murdered her. So, I mean, I don't know. We're never going to know.
Ladies, keep your pepper spray and your small pocket knives on hand.
I mean, buy a fucking taser. Something. Like, Academy sells tasers, girls. Like, you do whatever the fuck you got to do to protect yourself. But you know what? That's just another thing, too, that I kind of want to talk about is girls always get the lesson. We always get the lecture of, don't wear this.
Yes.
Don't go out too late. don't go here, don't go there, don't drink too much,
don't watch, tease the guy,
watch this, oh, like, because then you're gonna get raped.
Mm-hmm. What if this is gonna happen?
What if guys just stopped raping?
Yeah, how about they stop wanting to rape or kill girls,
like, women. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, in a way, in a sense, I see it. Like, if you're gonna wear this thing that's gonna show every part of your body, where you're gonna fucking show your boobs, you're gonna show your ass, you're gonna show your freaking chocha, of course you're gonna cause a sight of a man to come out.
Yes, that's very true.
Of course, it shouldn't make the man come into this full effect as to where he's gonna be so horny that he's gonna fucking rape you.
Yeah, and kill you.
But, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, that's, you know, and I did see that, like, on that show One Day at a Time on Netflix. Girls shouldn't be the only one getting the lecture. I feel like Right. Guys should too. Like, hey, guys, just don't rape us.
Yeah.
We're not sitting here. We don't see guys that are, like, so hung. We're like, I'm gonna go fucking rape him.
Yeah.
You know, because you'd probably fucking beat me with a stick. Like, in all honesty, you know, but, like, I just feel like that's something that guys need to, like,
get through their thick
skulls. Get through their heads. Like, we're not asking to be raped, so don't rape us. You know?
Well, some aren't, to be honest.
Very true. Very, very true.
But, yeah, it's really sad because she was, I want to say, in her early 20s. And she got in the car thinking it was her Uber driver. When it wasn't, and he attacked her and
he killed her.
And plus, they didn't even find out that she was dead and missing that same night. Like, she was missing for a couple of days, and then eventually they found her body.
That's, I can't, guys. Like, can you imagine getting into a car thinking you're gonna go home?
And you know what? That gives me anxiety because I remember watching the Ted Bundy documentary. And whenever he would call the girls to go with him, like, was it, why would he go with the girls?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, anyway, one girl got in the car with him, and the freaking handle was gone.
Oh, she couldn't get out of her car, yeah.
Oh, just thinking about it gives me anxiety, like, how are you supposed to open the door? I mean, yeah, break the window, right, but...
But by the time you break the window, what's to say he hasn't stabbed you?
Exactly.
He hasn't drugged you, like, mm-hmm. You know, there's so many tips. Like, I have this habit, you guys, like, we're sitting in my car, and my doors are locked. Yeah. And we're at our track, but it's like, ask Araceli, the minute we get in my car, what do I do? I lock the door. Because it's like, I read this thing that if somebody's going to kidnap you, it's going to be from the time that you unload your groceries and you're sitting in your car turning it on, because chances are your doors aren't locked.
And that too, that's why every single time I get in the car, I always look in the back to make sure there's no freaking psycho there waiting to choke me. Have you not watched horror movies? You just got to be prepared.
Turns on lights.
Right?
That blinded me.
You just gotta be aware. Stay woke, people.
Stay on your woke, my people. Just kidding.
Yeah,
so, this next thing that we want to talk about, Araceli actually brought it to my attention. It's the MSG.
Oh, and if you don't know what that is, you better look it up.
Because we was on her phone. And
yeah, we were searching it on my phone, but my phone is dead.
Dead dizzle, my nizzle.
But basically, it was Chinese food, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put it in the Chinese food. Not all Chinese food, but some businesses do put it in there. And it makes you... Oh, yes, it was a flavor enhancer. Mm-hmm. Which makes you want to eat more and more and more and more.
So, like, local restaurants... that I'm not going to say the name because I'm not going to be fucking shunned. It says no MSG. No MSG products in this food. So, be on the lookout. If your restaurant that you're going to doesn't say MSG, if it's a Chinese restaurant or a Japanese restaurant, you know, we're not discriminating.
I'm convinced that Taco Bell has MSG in their tacos.
Dude, because they suck, but they're so good. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, it's kind of scary, though, too, because it's like that you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it fucks with your endorphins that you're like, I want
this. Your hormones too, I'm sure. Everything in your body.
Like, and then you just kind of start with the...
And I'm pretty sure, I think I read it somewhere, but I don't know. Don't quote me on it. That, the hot Cheetos has MSG. Think about it though, because you want to stop because your mouth's burning so bad, but you're like, they did so
I want
good.
More. Yes. Yeah. Hot you know what? Too. I bought 2 bags of hot fries because I wanted them that bad.
And that's crazy. Like, that's how I feel, but I can never finish a bag of chips because I get full or like it's just too hot, like I just can't finish the bag.
No, I have to kill it. That's I'm like John. Yeah. I have to kill it.
John can eat my bag of chips, his two bags of chips, Ethan's chips, and Nathan's.
No, putting him on I'm blast. I'm not joking though. Putting him on blast. Right. That. No, but if you've ever heard about the MSG add-in, anything like MSG, because it's not GMO, we already looked it up.
Right.
Please let us know. Comment, share, if you know anything like that. Like, just let us know, you know, because it's something that we would really like to do more research on.
Yeah.
Especially sure. Araceli, because she's on her fucking research game, and I'm over yes. here like, it's Monday. When does Ethan have his next game?
Next Thursday.
Not this week.
Right.
So he's off this whole week.
He still has practice.
Yeah, but he's like yeah. game wise off.
Yeah.
Dang, they went hard. Damn, Simon went hard. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us on this latest episode of Uncut, Unfiltered, and Unbothered.
We'll see you.
As always, I'm Cass.
And I'm Araceli.
Y'all guys have a great night. We love you guys. Bye. Like many MUAs laughed.